Yeah, and that's the answer to everything.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, but, that's it. I mean, you would have never guessed, right?
Yeah, but that really doesn't answer my question because her eyes are too far apart from each other. I know she's a good singer.
Well, I guess I mean
she's a good singer, but she looks.
That is the one exception I'd say.
To the answer would be her.
Dude, they are seriously like 7.5 inches apart from each other.
It's weird. I feel like
you could land a plane in between her eyes.
Well, I mean, that's ever since she became she.
Yeah. Right. Before she was normal. But then she became she, and then that. And that I think that's why the answer to everything doesn't apply to her.
Yeah.
She's just an outlier.
Exactly. She is. She is everything.
Go ahead. Eat food.
I'm thinking about getting some milk.
Oh, and, get some milk.
Yeah, we are. We're kind of disorganized at this point.
Kylie's wandering around aimlessly in my kitchen looking for food.
Derek just answered everything. The first topic we want to start out with tonight is Kyler sent me a text this morning that said every kiss begins with okay, and I said not
with okay.
Okay.
Hey, do you guys want to hear a chemistry joke?
Yes.
Did you hear about the guy that was frozen at absolute zero?
No.
Oh, it's fine because I hear he's okay.
He's zero degrees Kelvin.
Yes, it's okay. Gosh dang it, it's funny.
When they figured out he was dead, the chemist was dead, the one that was okay, did they bury him? Please tell me they bury him.
Yes.
He's a dead chemist, they bury him. Bury him!
I know.
My professor chose his major because he really digs geology.
Please tell me he told you that.
No, that was a different person who told me that.
I feel like the geology department sounds like the accounting firm in Parks and Rec. Just like,
Ted
is here! I feel like that's what it's like. Like, they're so happy that people are there.
Yeah.
It's true. Anyway, so I sent you that text.
Oh, yeah, the okay.
Well, I sent Dylan a text that said, every kiss begins with okay. You know, the play on K
Jewelers. Yeah, K
Jewelers. Every kiss
is
begins
that even,
with K.
Is that an international jewel?
I don't know. Don't care. But, so Dylan...
Who outside of a 5-mile radius where we're at right now is going to listen to this?
Dylan replied to me... Really? Wait, what did you say? Really? Because my kisses begin with,
what
are
you
doing?
Me?
My kisses? You know, I'm a talker. So, like, before I kiss somebody, I always will just be like...
So, what's your favorite color?
No. When I say that, I mean, like, before I kiss somebody, I will tell them. So,
I'm
going
to kiss
you. Yeah, is that okay? Is that...
So, you do
oh,
that
dude,
okay?
I've heard
that's
from a couple girls that, like, the thing they usually don't want to hear after a kiss is, like, you comfortable with that? Is that good?
That's me. No, I just
kind
of avoid it.
Was that good?
I do, too. Like, is my quality of kiss good? But, like, I don't want to do something they're not comfortable with. So, this last first kiss that I did, though, didn't ask for permission. I just went right in.
Yeah.
And it was fine. Didn't say
it
was okay.
Fine.
And it was... I felt like such a baller.
Yeah, you got to. Because girls rely on us guys being like, I can read every situation perfectly. And it is totally okay to kiss you now.
Because you have sent me all the adequate signals that I, an average male, can pick up. Because
I have a perfect decoder programmed into my brain.
Me, a 21-year-old kid with autism, can clearly see what you're doing right now.
Oh, that means she wants to kiss. See, and... Before I just did this latest,
and let's clear. I really do have autism. Like, I'm not trying to offend people with autism.
Yeah,
we'll go ahead and just throw that out there. That's fine.
Yeah.
So like my last first kiss, it seems like everybody but me could see the signals. They're like, Derek, I think she wants you to kiss her, and I was like, really? Like, you're sure? Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. It was weird. I'm bad at that. I'm bad at signals.
Oh,
I'm a talker.
Yeah, I just look at someone's face and I'm like, just blank slate. No idea what this means.
Don't know what's going on behind there.
Yep. It's like a cartoon.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, but it's like a cartoon in the brain. It's just like a hamster on a wheel. That's
just like, I wonder how she's feeling right now. Let me check what my brain's doing. Look up there.
It's just a hamster running on a... and then just chasing that one like little Twinkie that's just outside the wheel. Just like,
you're like, that's not much help.
Yeah, that didn't help. Okay, so I'm going to go in and kiss her. Then you get slapped, and then the next day you're like, I don't even know.
Was that okay?
So Dylan's response...
I got
to
go.
What are some other things besides K that kisses begin with?
Mine is usually... No. Yeah.
What?
Mine is usually like, is this okay? Like, I'm going to kiss you now.
So it kind of does start with K. It starts with, okay.
No, it's all right. Yeah, like a question mark. Okay with a question mark.
Okay.
Every kiss begins with okay.
Okay. Is that all right?
Is that fine? I don't know.
Also, kisses can begin with spaghetti noodles.
Yeah, they can.
Very long spaghetti noodles.
That meet in the middle.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because it's not going to happen if they don't meet in the middle.
And what else do kisses begin with? Fake drowning.
Yeah, like if somebody's resuscitating you, that's kissing. It's love.
Kissing can
which
start
is why,
with a cue.
Which is why, if you're not attracted to the person that is literally passed out and could be dying, you shouldn't resuscitate them, because it is love when you
kisses may begin with animal noises. Although that is highly inappropriate.
Explain.
Very inappropriate to do that.
Explain. How do they... How
you make animal noises while moving in...
Caca?
Or oink? I don't know.
That would get you slapped.
It should.
Oink, oink. Like,
oh, by the way...
Or maybe a snake eating hot dogs. And then you just go in for it.
Snake eating hot dogs, yes.
Guys, every kiss could also begin with Q-U, because Q-U-I-S-S does in fact spell quiz.
Or just
quiz.
Q-I-S-S.
Hey, you're a cute girl, you want to quiz?
Quiz.
I think that'd be Q-U.
We went to
kisses may also begin with the spin of a bottle.
Yeah. Or a game.
Or
a tag.
Or
a dare.
Every kiss begins with dares.
Yes. That would sound... That sounds like a horrible
dares.
Company. Whatever they're advertising.
Every kiss begins with dare. Dare to resist.
Drugs.
And violence.
Drugs and violence. We are against that. Okay. Every kiss can begin with an awkward pause.
What?
like
that one, except we didn't.
Awkward pause. What does my dog have to do? I know he only has... I know
Dude,
he
don't
has,
talk about my dog like that. It's a birth defect.
He does.
He has
awkward pause.
He has very awkward pause.
I love it, though, because he just is like... He looks like that just like shy kid at
Boo.
School.
I'm sorry. That's our audience booing the awkward pause joke that me and Kyler
hey,
just went.
It's fine.
That's
man,
right.
It's weird that this audience has stayed to watch our episode. Did you put up the other episodes?
Yeah.
The ones we recorded last week?
Current. You only sent me one. I got the awards, that's all I put up.
Oh.
Post-awards I never got at the Zaxby's.
Which was really good.
Zaxby's was fantastic.
We are currently at Abravano Hall in Salt Lake.
Yep.
Jim Gaffigan. We're opening up for him.
Yeah, Jim Gaffigan is on next. Is everybody excited?
Say hi, audience. Just wave.
Yeah.
Just wave.
Just wave, please.
Hey, no, but you right there, you can clap.
Not that loud.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Gimp.
Thanks. Gimp.
We're going to be opening
just
up...
A gimp?
Well, no, we're going to... No, listen. We're going to be opening up for Jim Gaffigan, who's opening up for Gim Jaffigan.
I'm sorry, Jim Gaffigan. I am terribly sorry for that.
Yeah, it's fun. It's bad that we're attaching something that's actually funny to this.
Hey...
If you could interview one person on Cake Party, who would it be?
One? Dead
like
or alive?
You're asking me, like, if I... If
no,
I
have to be able to interview them. If they're dead, I put a microphone to their face
well,
and they're
this
not
is,
saying
this
anything.
This is obviously a hypothetical
Are you
question.
Asking me if I'd rather interview you or Derek?
Please, Dylan, tell me, what do you do?
Because I might pick myself. I would rather interview myself.
I would, too.
Just
I think I'm way more interesting than both of you.
On Cake Party. I'd want to interview...
I'd like to interview Barack Obama.
Yeah, I was going to say Barack Obama.
Really?
Because that's going to get us the most listens.
Barack Obama's on a podcast. D.
So,
mine.
Obama.
Okay, no, I would like to do Zach Galifianakis.
that y'all obnoxious. No.
Because he would troll us so hard.
Yeah.
He would do really well.
I wouldn't like that.
I wouldn't like that at all.
Justin Bieber. I would actually really enjoy that. I really would.
Dude, so, Justin Bieber, you like that snapback? I know it's really bright,
it's really bright
in
this
here.
Room.
And,
so how do you like wearing two pairs of pants? Oh, that's just your underwear. Oh, no, those are basketball shorts. Got it. And
so
then your
right.
pants are around your... Thighs.
So when your two guards carried you up the Great Wall of China... Have you guys seen that picture?
No.
He had two of his bodyguards carry him up the stairs of the Great Wall of China. And it's like, it makes me as a very white person hate white people. Like, I look at it and I'm just like, this is why everyone hates us.
That's
stupid.
So sad.
Canadian. Yeah.
Right?
It's Canadian. Oh, yeah, he is Canadian. Huh?
He's Canadian.
Do you guys love the Winter Olympics when the girls... hockey team was playing for the gold, and it was the U.S. versus Canada, and they said, loser keeps Bieber.
Loser keeps Bieber.
You remember that? It was a giant sign.
Bieber, Great Wall. I need to pull up this picture.
I feel like one day, I would totally respect him, though, if one day he was just like, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore. And then he just stopped being himself.
If he was like, I'm only going to wear hats outside.
When I need them.
This is him being carried up the Great Wall of China.
Really?
Yep. That's him being lifted by his bodyguards under the stairs.
Hold on, let me see this.
That's a closer image.
Okay.
He looks like he's in trouble. Like he's like slumped over. Like
no, he's texting is what he's doing.
Oh,
it's just
okay.
Like need a tweet.
I'll have service.
I'm on Tinder. He better not be on Tinder.
I would love it if he was.
I'm a Bieber. Oh, Bieber, Bieber.
Bieber, Bieber, Bieber. Oh.
No, please. Oh, I'm sorry about that, everybody.
I apologize as well. Now, I would like to hang out with him for a day. Like, if I could choose one person to hang out with, I would hang out with the most annoying person I can imagine. I really would. Because I would love to just watch. Like, if I hang out with somebody I really like, by the end of the day, it's like, oh, yeah, my suspicions were confirmed. I like him. But if I hung out with, like, a total jerk that I would love to just watch.
That's true.
His decision-making process.
Well, if you decide to hang out with your hero for a day and he turns out to be a total idiot, then
yeah,
you're crushed.
Then you're like, yeah, you're crushed. But
kinda
I can be nothing. I can be nothing but impressed with Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
My expectations are so low that if he makes one good decision in the day, I'd be like, wow, I respect him immensely more than I did the day before.
I am one for one on meeting heroes and them being totally awesome. I met Warren Moon in Seattle, who was a Seahawks quarterback and an Oilers quarterback forever. Like, he played in the NFL for like 22 years. Like, he was a quarterback forever.
Wow.
And I walked up to him because he's their radio guy now. I'm like, hey, I'm actually a big fan of you, Warren Moon. And he's like, thanks, man. And he talked to me for like 30 or 45, because, you know, there's a billion people there trying to talk to him. But he actually, like, he carved out more than just, hey, thanks, man. You know, he carved out some time to ask, like, who my favorite Seahawk player was and stuff like that. And so I understand that worry. Like, I feel like there's a few other people that I really respect and really like that I just wouldn't want to talk to just because I know that they would, like, it wouldn't be a good experience.
Yeah. Like, because they wouldn't be the type to carve out time out of their day.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love to hang out with Justin Bieber. It'd be Justin, you are in the audience.
That's the same reason why I'd want to hang out with
Kobe
Bryant.
No, he's not.
Kobe Bryant.
Do you know what? Could security escort Justin Bieber out, please? But while he's out, please tell him that I would like to follow him for a day.
Yeah. Have you guys heard the, speaking of, Kobe Bryant is mine for that. Like, someone that I just wouldn't, like, I just don't like. Kobe Bryant has been talking smack to Karl Malone, and Karl Malone said...
They're both, I was about to say, they're both retired, but only Karl Malone is.
Kobe Bryant said he would fight Karl Malone, which is a bad choice, because Karl Malone's a big man.
Karl Malone's like a 6'8", like, 250-pound, 2% body fat man.
Well, Carl...
not anymore, is he?
No, he is.
Is he still huge?
He's probably gained a lot of weight, but that's worse. Like, he's still huge. And I love Carl's quote about it. He's like, no cameras, No TV. No, I'm not even telling anybody. He's like, we'll just go in the back room and fist up. And I'm like, Carmelo would kill Kobe Bryant. And I'm just like, I want it to happen. I want it to happen. I want it. That needs to be UFC 159.
Carmelo versus Kobe Bryant.
I would love that. Kickstarter, starting it right now.
Okay, go ahead and start that, Dylan.
$100.
Hey, Carl! Hey, Carl!
$100 for me
to
send.
I got the money. You know what I think it is?
Yeah, so this is what you do.
Carl, as they say on The Walking Dead. Carl! That guy, his accent.
It's not there, Carl.
As they've said on the Rooster Teeth podcast, that accent is perfectly acceptable, but completely inaccurate, and I've never heard anyone else with that accent before. Rick's accent does, and this is someone that's met and talked to plenty of people from Georgia. No one talks like this, Carl. Carl, the people are people, Carl. Like, no one talks like that.
Do you know what? Because that guy is, like, straight up Australian.
No, he's Welsh.
Is he Welsh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait, he's Welsh?
He's got a really thick accent.
Really?
Andrew Lincoln, you hear him interviewed, and he has, like, a very proper Welsh accent. And then he...
No kidding.
Carl.
Yeah.
Carl. Have you guys seen the meme called Carl, Stay in the House?
No.
The whole meme is, Carl, stay in the house. Carl, why don't, like you know, because they'll just pop back and be like, I told you to stay in the house. Like, half of those show that show's conflict would be saved if Carl would stay in the house. Oh, Carl got shot by a deer hunting rifle. Stay in the house! Carl, I love you to death. I'm going to have to take your legs off so you can't move anymore. Go back and look at it.
Carl,
half that show, half that show's conflict.
Still love the show.
Oh, yeah. show's amazing. I love the show, but those two things, the accent, and it doesn't, like I said, it's perfectly acceptable. I don't think anything negatively about it, but no one in the world speaks like that. Carl.
That way, Carl. You can't do that, Carl.
The people are people, Carl. I love it.
Well, I'm impressed that he has such a good American accent. I mean, even if it doesn't exist.
Yeah. You know who
else? Impressive.
There's some funny memes about this.
What?
It's really funny. There's some funny ones.
Guys, we can't do it because we're on a podcast.
I know, but we have to end because I'm going to go anyway. Yeah. So this is a short one.
Yeah. Well, in 5 minutes. Can we end it in 5 minutes?
You're doing it in 5 minutes? Why?
Because then it's 8.
So?
Oh. Okay.
Doesn't.